Thanks again for joining us here on this Saturday morning as we get a chance to take a look at another sports team here in Boone County. For this segment, we're going to focus in on the Lebanon Lady Tigers tennis program. Their head coach, Tyler Dam, is along with us here, and we're also going to hear from two members of this year's team coming up in just a few moments. But we always like to begin with the coach first, and so, Tyler, welcome to the Coach's Corner. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Scott.
Well, it's great to have you with us here. This is year number what for you as head coach for this program?
For this program, first year.
First year.
Yeah.
So you replaced Joe LePage?
That's right.
All right. So how's it gone?
It's been fantastic. We've had some challenges with the rain very early on. Mm-hmm. It was hard to kind of analyze the girls' skills and ability, but we got some really good, sunny, beautiful days to kind of take advantage of and play some really good tennis.
And so what's your evaluation of Lebanon tennis at this point?
Yeah, I think we are a great team for the area we're in. We see really competitive teams down south in Indy that we can kind of keep up pace with, and that's really, really nice. And then we've got other teams around us that are really right around our level. So right now we're 6-5 with our record, and that's right exactly where I think we probably should stay. We should always have some competitive teams keeping us challenged, as well as having some teams that we should definitely be able to come in and take care of business.
Again, we're talking Lebanon tennis here with head coach Tyler Dam on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Tyler, tell me a little bit about your tennis background.
Yeah, so I played ever since I was a wee lad. First time I could hold a racket, around like 5 or 6. Played through tennis camps up in Lowell, Indiana,
okay,
up north.
Sure.
Played all the way through middle school, high school, and then I went to Purdue University. Did not play competitively, but played casually. Mm-hmm. And then right after graduation, started playing tennis in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Other tennis programs, coaching, and now I'm here.
Yeah. What was it about taking that step and getting involved in the coaching side of things?
Yeah, so I've always loved working with the students, and being able to take a passion like tennis just takes it one step further. It's fun. It's never about the money. It's always about the experience of what we learn, what we gain on the courts, and teaching someone tennis is, you know, just such a great passion. I try not to turn anybody away, even if they can only commit to a couple days a week. Mm-hmm. Learning tennis is fun, and it should be.
Yeah, and it can be a lifelong sport.
Yeah, it definitely can.
Yeah. Again, we're visiting here with Tyler Dam as we talk Lebanon tennis on this segment of the Coach's Corner. So did this particular team come together fairly quickly for you, or did it take some tweaking here and there?
It's taken a lot of tweaking. I'm sure if you talk to any of the girls, they'd say it's still tweaking. We have some stars that were playing and performing, like the two guests that we have here today with us, who, you know, were on the varsity level last year. But a lot of our JV that are freshmen and sophomores, we've kind of had to tweak, figure out their skill levels, whether they're playing singles or doubles. We're still working on that, and next year we'll have a pretty good foundation of where they're going to be growing into.
All right. Well, take us through, if you would, your varsity lineup and where the girls fall.
Sure. So we have 7 girls on the varsity lineup. At 1 singles is Ava Lemkuler. 2 singles is Molly Barber, and 3 singles is Bianca Coronado. And then we have 2 doubles pairs. First doubles pair is Aaliyah Carlisle and Kate Williams, and second doubles pair is Anna Howard and Bree Page.
All right. I know just a couple days ago you had your senior night. Tell me about that and the girls that make up the senior portion of your roster.
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. It was my first senior night. The parents really showed up with nice poster boards. Mm-hmm. We had a speaker out there and did some really fun announcements. Flowers were given, tears were had. It was a really, really good moment, and I hope it's something that they can take away as, you know, a highlight keystone to take away from tennis. And our 2 seniors this year were part of that varsity lineup, Aaliyah Carlisle at 1 doubles, and 2 singles, Molly Barber.
Again, we're talking Lady Tigers tennis here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Let's talk a little bit more about the match itself. You're able to defeat Rossville, final score 5-love. Mm-hmm. What did you see out of your girls, and what did you like about their play?
It was a fantastic match. Rossville came out swinging. They were a hard competitor. It was a really good match. You could talk to any of the girls. A lot of them went to Deuce many times. We're playing their hearts out, and it was a beautiful day for tennis. But what I really loved most is that I saw out there the girls had a really good respect for tennis, as well as I could tell they were having fun with their competitors. And then to come out and take a win like that on the senior night was absolutely huge. So they had a lot of fun. We're having a lot of fun, and it's been a really good time.
Yeah. How are things falling into place in the conference?
Right now, we've only had 2 conference matches.
Oh,
our next 3 line up in the next week, so let's hope for no rain. But we have lost to Crawfordsville, and then we won 1 to Frankfurt.
Okay.
So hopefully we can still take the conference. It's going to be up to Crawfordsville if they end up losing 1.
Okay, so conference sounds like goes through Montgomery County this year.
Yeah.
And then what about the sectional? I would guess same teams are coming in. I think Rossville in the past, haven't they been a part of the sectional?
That's right. Rossville is part of the sectional. And, of course, we've got the leading competitor that we're always eyes on is Zionsville, that we're always afraid of a little bit.
Yeah. Who else will come into your sectional?
Western
Boone a part of it?
Western Boone. Mm-hmm. And then we also have, I believe, Crawfordsville might be part of it.
Okay. All right. Well,
still
that's
learning,
all right.
So.
I know. And before we got started here, you mentioned that the draw is going to be about a week and a half away.
Yeah, that's right. So not what would be tomorrow, but the following Monday is our draw, and then we start going right after that, starting Tuesday.
All right. Very good. Again, Tyler Dam is with us here. We're talking Lady Tigers tennis. All right. Introduce me to the two seniors that you brought with you here today.
Yeah, so today we've got representing Lebanon Tiger Tennis, Aaliyah Carlisle and Molly Barber, both seniors at our program.
Okay. What do they bring to the program?
So Aaliyah Carlisle is one of our captains. She brings an immense amount of positivity on the court. As soon as her match is over, I always see her bump straight to other courts and cheer on the other girls. Molly Barber is also a senior. She plays two singles. She has a fierce competitiveness on the court, and she always comes off with a smile and is really reflective of what she learns. She's a fantastic player and is really funny.
Again, we've been talking Lady Tigers tennis here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We began with head coach Tyler Dam. Tyler, thanks so much for your time, and good luck as we wrap up the season.
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks again to Tyler Dam for his time and talking Lady Tigers tennis. Now let's meet our two seniors on this year's Lebanon Lady Tigers tennis program, Aaliyah Carlisle and Molly Barber, and it's great to have them both with us here today. So Aaliyah, welcome to the Coach's Corner. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. Really excited about this season. I've had a lot of fun.
All right, well, that's good. And Molly, welcome as well. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm glad to have you along here, learn about you and your experiences in tennis. So let's begin with the basics. Why tennis for you?
So I've been playing since my seventh grade year with my brother Matthew. He's a part of the boys' tennis team. He's a junior. We play in Zionsville a lot. I was kind of forced into it. I would not be playing if it wasn't for him. Like, he was just kind of like, take lessons with me. So I realized that I was actually good at it and I could actually play a sport. So I just kind of stuck with it, and it's one of my favorite things.
So here you are, a senior. How does it feel?
Really crazy. I've been through a lot, and it's definitely really emotional, especially being one of two seniors, and Aaliyah is one of my best friends, and growing with her and seeing how we evolve both as players and people is really cool. But I'm really excited to move on to the next chapter in life.
Again, we're talking Lady Tigers tennis. Let's welcome back Aaliyah Carlisle to our conversation. Same question, Aaliyah, why tennis for you?
So my mom is always someone that tried to keep all of my siblings involved in sports or clubs. And once I got into middle school, I decided I was tired of running, and I really wanted to play a sport that was more hands-on. So I decided to play tennis, which no one in my family had ever played before, so they were like, what are you gonna do? So I started playing tennis when I was in sixth grade, and I fell in love with it, and I was like, I never wanna quit playing. So that's why I'm still playing today.
Did the sport come easy to you?
Not at first. At first, I wasn't sure what position I wanted to play. I even started out as a singles player, and I played doubles for like 6 years now. But it was challenging to learn at first, but it's been awesome to see how I've been able to grow and get those points and be aggressive at the net.
Do you play outside of the season or just strictly during the high school tennis season?
I mostly play during the high school tennis season, besides the occasional summer match with Molly.
Again, we're talking Lady Tigers tennis here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Aaliyah Carlisle is with us here. You're part of the number one doubles team.
Yes.
And tell me about your doubles partner, Kate Williams.
Oh, I love Kate. So Kate is my doubles partner. She is a junior here. I love Kate so much. She is definitely my other half, and she keeps me grounded on the court. She tends to be a little bit more serious than me, so she can really bring me to focus during one of our matches. And she tends to be more aggressive than me, so like she really tells me, like, hey, we need to do this. We need to be more aggressive. So she's my other half.
All right. Do you like to play the net, or do you like to play the baseline?
Oh, that's a good question. I like to play the net more.
Okay.
I think I
now that sounds like someone is aggressive. Maybe yeah. You're fibbing me to
no,
me just a little bit.
I am aggressive at the net, but I tend to make I think more mistakes at the net than I do at the baseline.
Tell me about the number two doubles team.
So the number two doubles team is new this year. So me and Kate moved up from a position.
Okay.
So it's Brianna Page and Anna Howard. And so I think they're still shaking out their relationship together because Bree's a junior and Anna's a freshman. So I think it'll be interesting to see how they grow together, especially if they end up playing together next season. But they're very good together.
Sure. And I would guess that you practice against them, don't you, during the week?
Yeah.
And so what have you learned about the game playing against the number two doubles team that has helped you this year?
Definitely aggression. Bree Page, she's very small, but she attacks everything at the net, and she will hit it at you. She does not care. Even if she jumps to miss a ball, she'll still continue to try.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, Aaliyah, you have to start trying more at the net. So that's one thing.
Again, talking Lady Tigers tennis. So that's Aaliyah Carlisle, part of the number one doubles team. Let's go back to singles and welcome back Molly Barber. Hello again, Molly.
Hi.
So let's start with playing singles. Have you always played singles? And what do you like about playing singles?
So I actually started on doubles with Aaliyah.
Okay.
We played two doubles in middle school. It's kind of full circle. But after that, I played singles, and I've been playing singles for about 7 years. It is so much better for me, at least. I feel like I have so much more control. I feel like I can only be angry at myself if something goes wrong. Like, I can't really blame anything on anybody else, and it's a really good way of holding myself accountable. With how I play and how my game works, I guess, yeah.
All right, tell me about Ava Lemkuhler, your number one singles player. What does she bring to the game that challenges you?
Ava and I always get matched up together, like all the time for years, and she has always, I mean, this is the first year that I've actually beaten her. I have lost to her years and years and years at a time, and I learn something new every single time. She is a very aggressive player. She's definitely a power player, and she loves to come up to the net, which is very rare for a singles player. And I've had to learn how to angle my shots better and to take, I kind of have to take pieces of double strategy into my singles game because she's so powerful and so controlling of the entire court, and she will get to any shot you hit. So she really challenges me to be fast, to be a good thinker on the court, and she challenges me mentally too. She makes me really think about how I need to carry myself on the court. She's really helped to improve my etiquette throughout the years.
Okay. What about Bianca Coronado? Tell me about Bianca.
I love Bianca. She is the epitome of a three singles player. She has improved so much over, especially this season. I played in a doubles tournament with her during the off season, and just watching her from that time to now is pretty incredible. She's been killing it. I don't really play with her much anymore, but watching her play is pretty astounding. She's definitely brought a lot to the team in general. She's very consistent. She brings in a lot of wins. She's going to get so much better throughout the years, and next year she'll probably have to fill my shoes, and I think she's going to do a great job of it.
Tell me about Aaliyah.
I love Aaliyah. She's one of my best friends. I could not ask for a better person to be a senior with, I guess. Like, she was the first person I met through tennis, and I will continue to have her in my life for such a long time moving forward. And she's probably one of the best things I've gotten out of tennis. I hated playing doubles with her when I was in middle school, but being able to watch her play is really cool. She doesn't take lessons or anything, so seeing how much she's improved over the years without as much help as I maybe have had is, I mean, crazy. She's an incredible tennis player, and I know she doesn't give herself credit for a lot of that, but she's really good. Like, I look up to her a lot in a lot of different ways. So.
All right. Aaliyah, tell me about Molly.
I love Molly so much. That was so sweet. Molly always finds a way to make me smile on the court. Like, she can just be walking and she'll make a random sound and it'll just make me laugh. She always knows how to get me out of my head if I'm playing a game. I love Molly so much. She is also my best friend on the team. She's taught me to be a much better tennis player. I remember her teaching me how to do like better forehands and like taking the time to work with me, even though I don't take lessons. But I really care about Molly. She really cares about me, and I'm glad she is my senior buddy.
We've been talking Lady Tigers tennis here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We began with head coach Tyler Dam, and we just wrapped up with Aaliyah Carlisle and Molly Barber, two seniors on this year's team, and we wish them good luck as the season wraps up and they move toward the state tournament. We'll take a break and be back with more. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.